You ready? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Good morning. Where's my mouse?
Over there.
I've got to wait for this one to go live too. All right. Sorry, we're still kind of getting ready this morning.
Yeah, it's been a little bit hectic.
A little bit hectic. So you got Logan and Britton this morning. There we go. Now we're live on Facebook. Good morning, Facebook. yeah. Oh, so where's my mouse? I'm struggling this morning, guys.
It's over.
I see it. It's making waves over there. That's so fun. The first minute or two of our lives are always so great. We have no idea what we're doing.
Yeah, especially when we rush in here 3 minutes before we have to start.
Yeah. Patty and Lori had to go to Grand Rapids this morning for a drink photo shoot, which is fun. They tried to get me to go, but I already have like 3 meetings today, so that was not happening. Yeah. Just too much going on, and then football practice.
Yeah.
I'm like, and you just got home from California, so settling back in for that.
Yep. Yeah, surprise trip last Thursday.
Morning, Deborah.
Lasted all weekend, so
that was fun. Yeah, we had a trade show in California, and it was our first one we've ever done with this company. And we realized last minute we really needed another person to go. So Logan took the bullet.
Yeah.
I would have done it. She kind of asked me, but my kids both had football games.
Yeah, you have children and a wife.
Yeah, I had my 4 volunteer hours scheduled for football and cheer, and then Dallas's birthday party. So I'm like, there's no way.
Yeah.
No way.
No, it worked out. It was actually more fun than I thought. I've never done like a trade show or sales before, but it was actually pretty fun.
I thought you'd be pretty good at it.
Yeah, it was fine.
Yeah, when she was like, I don't know, I'm like, why doesn't Logan go?
Except I had to go buy all new clothes because all I have is like warehouse getting
Hi,
dirty
Patty.
Clothes.
I hope you guys had a good drive out there this morning. On my way to where 23 North was stopped. Or no, south. It had to be south because I was going the opposite way. Yeah. Stop.
Thanks, Patty.
I didn't even tell you happy birthday. That's horrible. Happy birthday, Logan. Logan's my brother. It's also Alex's birthday. That means. Uh-huh. I would have gotten there. It's in my calendar.
At some point.
I haven't.
When you have a minute. Right. That's what I'm out there trying to fix a machine before this starts to get in here on time.
I was boxing orders. We have 2 web people, but one had a
Deborah.
Accident. So she's at urgent care right now. Getting her eye hopefully fixed. I don't know.
That's scary.
That is scary.
That would be like the worst injury. I would hate to like lose an eye or something. That'd be crazy.
Yeah, she went to the eye doctor and they were immediately like, you need to go to urgent care or like the hospital like now.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Good drive here. Oh, yeah. Lots of traffic on the way home. Hopefully you guys will get out before the traffic
hits.
Yeah, just
leave earlier.
Well, I mean, you leave when the photos are done. There's not, you know, at least we don't have to wait for the flash drive anymore. That helps. Good morning, Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
So we thought it would be cool to show you guys some pictures of how the K-Cup, well, the coffee pod machine works. We're not allowed to say that. That's trademarked. But
yeah, I know we showed it when we got it, kind of.
Yeah, we like showed a like quick video of it, but we were going to walk you through
kind
how
of
it
how
actually works.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. We've had quite a few people stop in to buy coffee recently, and they always think the pod machine is so cool. So,
well, yeah, and I mean, we've made more pods in 9 months than we made like the past 4 years. It's insane how many cups we're going through.
Well, I mean, we did add a bunch of unflavored coffees. Yep. We added more decafs. We added more flavors, and then holiday coffee. So, yeah. It's pretty crazy.
Yep.
Is that?
And we bought, like a container of cups with filters in them.
Like a whole truck.
And we were like, oh, this will last us a couple of years. And we were out 9 months. So things have gone a little crazy.
A lot of people are switching over to coffee pods. which they are convenient.
Yeah, and the pods that we have now hold a little bit more coffee, which is nice. So yeah, it's brewing at a more proper ratio, which a lot of people have problems with, but we don't, fortunately. Ours.
Well, we're able to hold
a little bit more coffee.
I mean, you know, you get that coffee pot and you expect weak coffee, but because we can fit the right amount now, yeah, it's a little bit better.
Yep.
So let's go to our first picture.
So this, we should probably make sure that these pictures are.
It looks fine, right? They're normal.
I don't know. Let's check the live. Yeah, we're good.
I was like, yeah, you can see it over there
we're
too.
Good. So this is how the cups actually drop into the machine. So there's these little discs on a bar and there's notches cut in the discs that kind of sit the lip of the cup in them and hold them up. And then the bars rotate inward and drop one cup at a time, but they don't let more than one at a time.
And there's actually four slots. So you can have all four filled at once, just depending on what you need to make.
Yeah.
Morning, Charles.
We don't normally run all four lanes. We don't have to, thankfully, but we had it loaded for two this morning. So that's what I got a picture of.
Sure.
That's, and then the cups kind of just fall into those little holders and they just nestle down in there and self-center.
So what happens if more than one cup goes in there?
It doesn't happen.
It's never happened?
No. Can't happen. The way it's designed, it cannot happen.
Our old machine used to do that or skip cups, which was so annoying.
Yeah, it will skip cups.
Yeah.
But
occasionally. But it's smart enough to know that too.
Yeah, it's just the way the notches are cutting it and everything. It won't let another one fall in because the cup has to go in the notches. Otherwise, there's not enough space for it to fit through.
Okay. I was like, I've never run this machine. Morning, Patty. The other machine I used to have to run too often.
Yep. So this is cool. This is one of the first checks of the quality control. This actually makes sure that there's a filter in the cup by pressing and measuring the amount of force.
Okay.
So this is just
the filter's glued correctly, yeah, right? Yep. Or fused to the cup, however they do that.
Yep. So this is just like a lot of, like, our old machine didn't have this quality check, and a lot of the machines from China and stuff don't. So this is just a really cool feature to make it so that, I know, if you bought cups in the past, years ago, we did go through some issues sometimes. So,
well, and this machine was built by a company in Wisconsin, a family company in Wisconsin. So they are super, super helpful if something breaks or we need help with a part. It's nice having an actual person to talk to and a manual that we can read.
Yeah, and I mean, it's obviously more expensive. A lot of people get the machines in China, and they're just not as nice.
Yeah.
I like customize this machine a lot to make it so that we wouldn't have to worry about anything.
So if the marshmallow pushes down and it detects an error, then it won't do any of the other steps.
Correct. Yeah, it won't stop the machine. It'll just move it through and kick it out into the trash at the end.
Okay. The next picture, the next step.
So this is actually where the coffee gets filled.
And there would be a pod under it. It's just we weren't running it this morning.
So this is kind of the end of the auger where the coffee comes out. If you want to go to the next picture. Okay. That's the big hopper where the coffee sits. And then there's like these metal augers that spin in the tube for a certain amount of time and dose the amount of coffee.
Yeah. So we have to vacuum it up all the way to the top of this hopper for it to go into here. So we can't run four different kinds of coffee at a time, correct? Only four different flavors. Because they all use the same base coffee.
Yep.
But if we're running, you know, thank you, Charles.
Thanks, well, Charles.
I'm thinking on behalf of Logan. So if we're running a beanery blend or something, we have to run it completely out before we can switch.
Yep.
Okay. So the cup's been tested for a filter and now it's filled.
Yep. And so these just kind of like tamp the grounds down so that they're nice and flat and even and all the way in the cup. sometimes you can get a little coffee around the rim. And if you look at that little white plate that's on the right of the picture, it might be on your left. I don't know if it's reversed. It's actually a vibrating plate, and the cups kind of go over it and lift up a little bit, and it shakes all the grounds down also, and then gets all the grounds off the rim of the cup so that it'll seal perfect.
So it's kind of like an espresso, but not with not as hard pressure.
Yeah, it just settles it. Lightly tamps it down just to make sure it's down in there.
And you can see all the coffee grounds that end up down there, and then they have to get cleaned out every day.
Yeah.
They blow it. They try to sweep them out, but you can't really reach under there. So you blow it out with air, and then you sweep the floor. It's a mess.
Yeah.
It smells amazing, Patty, for sure. And it's not as loud as you would think when it's running either.
It used to be really loud, and then I found out there was an air valve to the vibrating plate, and it didn't need to go as at a Mach 2. It only needed to shake a little bit.
Shaking everything.
So, yeah, we got it a lot quieter, thankfully.
That's funny. Okay.
So this is going to be the lids.
Those little black ones.
Did you skip? No.
No, I just might have them out of order. That's why I was trying
to. Oh, go down one more.
I was trying to get them in order.
Go down one more.
We'll go back to those.
Nope, go up one. Yeah, we'll do flavor first. So after it gets tamped down, this is kind of the flavor portion. It looks really confusing. So there's a plate, like a plexiglass plate, and it has these special little white and black fittings that we run a hose through. And the hoses are ran by these pumps that pump the flavor into it at a very specific amount.
And each flavor has their own little tube so that they're never mixing.
Yeah, we could technically run four tubes off of one and just run one flavor, but we actually got it customized to have four separate pumps so we can run four different flavors.
Yeah.
That way we're a little bit more efficient because we don't need all of one flavor all the time.
Or when we're doing subscription, we can run all four at once because each each cup has their own little tube, and it just it almost mists it down onto the coffee or drops it into the coffee.
Yeah, it's kind of just the pumps are made for medical purposes. So if you imagine a morphine drip, how it very specifically, that's how accurate these pumps are.
So that every cup is flavored exactly the same and with the exact amount of flavoring that we have on our old machine. We didn't have this. So we used to have to flavor the coffee and then run it through the machine. And it just wasn't it wasn't as accurate.
Yeah. And that's what a lot of people do to this day. But we kind of wanted to, elevate what we could do. So,
and make sure that the flavors were perfect. So we've dropped a cup in, we've tested the filter, we've dropped the coffee in. We've tamped it down, and now we've put flavoring on it.
Yep.
Did I go up or down?
Go down first.
Down. Oh, I went up already. I'll go down.
Okay. So the next stage is putting a lid on it. I don't have any lids in there right now, but in each of those four little holes, there will be a stack of a couple thousand lids.
And they're individual foil lids.
Yep.
So they're, the stack of 1,000 is this tall.
No, that's 5,000. A stack of 1,000.
It's not very big. Tall. They don't take up very much space at all.
Yep. And then if you go to the one above that, right there. So those little threaded rods actually have a suction cup at the end. So it vacuums the lid against it.
Oh,
and then it all rotates down and then drops the lid right on the cups.
And so at this point, we're just dropping the lid on the cup.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Did we do this one?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're at this one.
Correct.
Maybe.
Oh, no, that's in the wrong spot. So you can go back to that. That's fine.
Oh, no. Now I'm way off. I thought it was maybe
this
one.
Go down. You're good.
This?
Right there.
Sorry about
that. So these are actually the pumps for the flavoring.
Oh, yeah, the other side of the machine.
You can see they look super weird, but you put these soft, flexible tubes that are specifically made for this application for dosing liquids or medicines or whatever, and they have little servo motors on them, which have a bunch of steps so they know where they are at all times. And we have a bunch of those on the side because we have four lanes. So we need four individual pumps.
Yeah. And then we got these cool, they're like, they're cup holders that magnet to the metal. They're actually meant for boats. I had bought them for my brother-in-law for his like Secret Santa gift. And when we were trying to stack the flavoring cups on the side of this metal box and not tip them over, I was like, hey, I know the perfect cup holders for these.
They actually do work super good. I always like tried to screw in metal ones and do all this other stuff, and they were super annoying. And she's like, no, these, you just stick them down. And
yeah, they just magnet on, and they're super strong magnets. They're actually called toadfish if you have a boat.
And I don't even think they're magnets, though. I think it's like a weird suction-y. Cup.
I don't know.
Because it's all stainless, so it's not magnetic.
You might be right.
So I think it's like a weird suction cup.
But, I mean, you can see in their commercials, these things do not move.
No, you can bump them or do whatever. Yeah. Unless you very intentionally take it off, then it'll come off.
The flavoring, it's like an oily extract. So picture spilling olive oil or egg guts all over your kitchen. It's that hard to clean up
it gets spilled. Annoying.
So we do not want to spill it.
Yeah.
It's just gross to spill. And sticky. It gets really sticky.
Yep.
So that's the flavoring.
This is the sealing station. So all four of those heads have, you know, three heaters inside of them. And they just go down onto the lid and seal it for a certain amount of time at a certain temperature, and then it's sealed.
Yeah, and sometimes we have to play with that temperature a little bit, or takes the color off the top of the lid. If it's too hot, it burns it a little bit.
Yep, and the heads all have to be aligned. There's a lot that goes into it, but it's a pretty simple process.
You can see our old one in the back, the bane of our existence. I'm so glad we don't have to deal with that thing anymore.
This is another cool little check. So this actually, the little bars underneath that big plate, those move. So it actually squeezes the cups, and then it has a sensor that sits on the lid. So it measures, it like squeezes a certain amount of pressure, and then those sensors measure it to make sure the cup is actually sealed and it's not going to blow open or do anything. And then if it doesn't hit the standard that we have set, then it just kicks it out into the trash. It doesn't put it into the finished product.
It waits till it gets to the end, till it gets to the end of the line. It doesn't just kick it down there, though. It will wait until the end, and then there's like two separate spots where they can go, depending on whether they passed all the checks or not.
Yep. And then this is the very end of the line. So if the cup is good, it's passed all the checks. Those little grippers, the cups get shot up and those grab
it. They do. They like jump and it's got to like catch it out of the air.
So those grab it and then flip it up over onto this little tray. If they're bad, it'll move one step down so it's angled out and there's a little rod that pushes it and ejects it.
Yeah.
And then here's just kind of the machine overall.
Yeah, so you can see at the end of the machine, there's four different buckets. So we can be running four different kinds, and that little plate is slotted, so they perfectly go into each bucket. And then the little tray underneath, there's like a garbage box down there, and if it's bad, they go into those.
Yep.
You can see our whole stack of just lids ready to get run.
Yeah, we have a lot.
It doesn't take up a huge footprint, though.
No, it's actually the same size as our old machine. It's just a tiny bit wider. It's like twice as wide.
And we put it on big rolling casters so that it's super easy to move it out of the way if we need, you know, to clean the floor or if we just need to adjust some space a little bit.
Yeah, with all of our other machines, we've made the mistake of not putting casters. And so they're really hard to move around. You got to go get a forklift. They're hardwired in. This one just has a plug into the wall.
Yeah.
And it's on caster wheels, so we can move it wherever we want.
Yep, there's that big post with all the electrical. And it can get pretty far away from that post, too. Yep. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, made it a lot easier when we have to do things, that's for sure.
Does anybody have any questions? Is there anything you're curious about or want to know that we didn't cover? It's one of those things, we see it every day. So, yeah. You know, we're just used to it, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, this has helped a lot. This has allowed us to be able to do the subscription lids every month and just bring more flavors. You can move it to my garage. We could move it to your garage. You would need some power changes probably, right?
Yeah, as long as you have three-phase power, you can run it.
Yeah. You have fun.
That's weird.
You could fit it in a garage.
Yeah.
Getting it off the truck was terrifying, though.
Yeah.
It was.
It wasn't that bad.
It was that bad. It's on in California. That's a far drive. It's on, I don't know if you can see that like black stand at the bottom, but it was on a semi truck, and it's one of those trucks where the side slides all the way up. And so then Logan took forks and went at it from the side and was like slowly lifting it off, but it was a little bit heavier on one side, so you couldn't go in the center. And then we had to figure out how to get it through the garage door because it couldn't fit sideways through the garage door. I couldn't afford the electric bill.
Honestly, surprising. The electricity is not that. I think it has 1 3 horsepower motor, and then the fillers are like a half horsepower each. So it's really not that bad.
Is it connected to the nitrogen though?
No.
No. This one's not. That's nope. Good.
Doesn't need it.
Yeah. So it was a challenge getting it in the building. But once it was in, it was fine.
Yeah, once we got caster wheels on it, it was easy.
Yeah, just getting it in the initial part of the building was so scary.
I think it was such a nightmare getting it in the building. I went and bought caster wheels and had them overnighted because I was like, I'm never doing this
again. No, you had them here.
Did I?
Yeah, you had them here because that's how we got it around the corner, wasn't it? That we put the caster?
No, we put it on a forklift and I tucked it over, remember? Maybe.
I just remember crawling under it and putting the caster wheels on it.
Yeah.
Well, it was in the air. I don't know when that happened. Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, that was probably the least sketchy big machine I've moved on a forklift. Usually it's much worse than that.
Well, when you guys, we had to move racks to put the machine here, and that was scary. Easy. They like used two forklifts to like tip them down to the ground.
Yeah. The worst was when we had to get our old roaster, we were shipping it to Oklahoma. We had to rent a lift and we didn't know how much it weighed. So I got a 15,000 pound forklift. And when I was moving it out the door, I suddenly couldn't turn anymore because there was too much weight on the forks and the back was up a little bit.
Oh, no.
So
did we get another one, a heavier one, or we figured it
out? No, I put a strap over the top and had four guys hold the back wheel on the ground. It was close.
Yeah.
It was fine.
Yeah. You know, gotta do what you gotta do.
That was nothing.
Gotta do what you gotta do. No, I mean, we're pretty careful, like with big electricity, because our roaster runs on
480.
480. Phase, so, yeah. I mean, we have real electricians come out and deal with that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
We don't touch that.
No, we do everything the way we're supposed to.
What do we probably have 4 or 5 power things to the building, like big box electrical boxes at least.
Oh, we have 5 main lines in.
5 main lines
just in the for the warehouse area, yeah.
Yeah. So, some of that stuff puts out a lot of power.
Yeah, some of it's scary. Like 480 is scary.
Yeah, when we had to move from the one roaster to the other roaster even, it was just kind of plug and play, but not really.
I mean, it is, yeah. Just got to run new
just
lines.
Just moving electricity like that is kind of scary.
Yeah.
It is. That would be really bad. It's not like a little shock from the wall.
No, I remember when we were moving the store.
Oh, yeah.
At the mall. I was joking with my mom and pretended I got shocked by something. Then I went to move the electrical box that our espresso machine was connected to, and I had all of the breakers turned off that could be turned off.
The mall, we were moving out of the mall because the electrical and the sewage lines were so janky.
Yeah.
So we were moving because of this.
Yeah. So I went to pull the box off the line, and it's 2:20.
Ah.
And I went quick because I just had a feeling. And sure enough, I got shocked as I was pulling it off, even though every breaker was off that I could have off.
And it was like 2 a.m. and he'd just been messing with us for hours. And then all of a sudden he got shocked for real.
Yeah.
We're like, ah.
Hey, it woke me up though, you know.
That was scary.
Yeah, 2:20 is not that scary. 1:20 is the scary one.
1:20?
Yeah, 1:20 makes you grab on.
Oh.
2:20 is so strong, it like blows you off of it.
What would 480? Wait, right? 480? What does that? I mean, that just kills you. You just die.
You just
die. That's horrible. Unalived immediately.
Yeah.
I mean, but probably like painless-ish.
Oh, yeah. It'd be quick, yeah.
That's wild.
Especially because there's no like limit to the amps. Like that's it's a lot. It's scary.
Yeah. Yeah. We have to make sure everything's shut down when we mess with that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, we have professionals come do it, but still.
Yeah. I mean, we're good about it. We do lockout and all that stuff, but sometimes they're just, you know, like the mall, like you can't control that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They, whatever line we're on in our area, we have like power surges through it all the time.
Yeah.
It's pretty irritating. Even the electrical company like put a monitor on it for a while, and then we had to contact our power company like, that's just the way it is.
Well, they did change the transformer eventually, but
yeah, but we have to have like battery backups on everything and you know protection. And if it,
that's just up in the office though, that's on a different transformer than the rest.
But if it
of
storms
stuff.
We shut the machines down. Yeah. If it storms really bad, we shut the machines down because it's just not worth it to have one of those power surges.
Yeah. And they don't make UPSs for giant machines. I mean, they do, but they're, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars, so
yeah. And it's usually only in really bad storms. We've just learned that we'd rather be safe than sorry. So I don't want to break a, you know, $500,000 machine over a lightning strike.
Nope, definitely not.
Not worth it. But I hope you guys enjoyed getting to know or seeing kind of how the K-Cup machine works. Sorry, we didn't have a video. I guess we could have done that. We didn't really think about it, honestly.
They're not even running it today.
Oh, that's true.
So I would have had to turn it on. And
yeah, Kim was over boxing.
Yeah.
I don't think there's... I think you need to roast coffee for her so she can.
Yeah, I've got to make coffee for her. That's what we're working on.
Yep. More coffee. All the time. More coffee.
Yep.
We're all fighting for coffee.
Constantly.
But, all right. We are pretty short-staffed here, so we are going to go back out to the warehouse. If you guys think of any more questions, let us know and we'll get you answers.
Yep.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.